I went to Thailand, like many Australians do, and spent some time in a very large monastery over there called Suan Mok. At that time, there was a Chinese Mahayana master that had come to Australia called Miao Lian, Venerable Master Miao Lian. So I went and stayed at a monastery called Ling Yan Center. It's very large and it was very strict, and I had very many difficulties staying there. So after I came back from Taiwan, once again I started working. And I think by this stage it was a determination that I'd found within myself to become ordained. I had decided that I'd come back and I'd worked, and I loved what I did, and I loved my friends, and I was very happy in life, but I'd found something that just had so much more meaning in my life. I met the head nun from the nunnery in Sri Lanka that I ended up going to and ordaining in. She invited me to come and live in Sri Lanka, and I did that. And within the first year, I was invited to take Sarmonary ordination, which I did. After a couple of years of living there, I was invited then to take Bhikkhuni ordination. Now, to get to the question, why Bhikkhuni ordination? I think for me it was the natural progression of something that had started a long, long time ago. I didn't set out to become ordained. I set out to find out about Buddhism, and this is where I've ended up. So I didn't ever set out to become a nun, and I think there's a big difference. So for me, it was just a natural progression to when I was invited to take Bhikkhuni ordination to accept it with great delight. It wasn't a decision that I made lightly, and I talked with Bhante about it for a long, long time. And I put forth all of my questions about whether I was going to be able to live up to this particular lifestyle, because it is a lifestyle that takes a tremendous amount of effort, of care, and of something that I didn't know whether I would have. But he just kept on saying to me, look, forget the rules. Look into your heart and see exactly why you want to do it. And that's what I tried to do. And it was in my heart that I realized that I'd started on something that had become the most important thing in my life. And this was just the natural progression to go. Whatever obstacles I came along the way, I would face those when I came to them. Most of the rules that are contained in the Bhikkhuni Patimokkha fit into the majority of the major rules that we take anyway. It just requires a lot more care and a lot more diligence in the way we do things. I decided that this was something that was the most important thing, and I would try and see it through to completion. And the taking of my Bhikkhuni ordination was that further step in seeing it through, in developing it to the fullest. Now, I'm not saying that you have to, but for me, that was the reason why. I've been very fortunate. I haven't really had any negative experiences at all. But I'm not one who stands on respect. I didn't become ordained to gain respect. And it really irritates me when I see people standing on their respect as being something separate from their practice, and I see it, and I don't think it's very beneficial for the continuation of the Bhikkhuni Sangha to stand on respect or to stand on seniority. I understand that there are many, many wonderful, wonderful teachers, and to them we pay respect, but it's never been something that I've stood on. And possibly because of that, I haven't had any negative experiences. So I've never found myself in a situation where I've had to back down. But if I had to, I would. The fact that I'm a bhikkhuni, to me, you know, doesn't come into those types of situations. For me, it's only the fact that the most important thing was to progress as far as I could along the path that I'd taken, and that was the natural sort of way to go.